Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Political strategist Carl Calabrese joining us this morning from Masiello, Martucci, Calabrese and Associates. Last night, Lynn Dixon and Mark Poloncarz appeared together in a debate on Channel 4, talking taxes, Bill Stadium, roads, other issues. Carl, we're wondering what you thought. Any knockouts?
Oh, no, there were no knockouts last night. And actually, they're usually very, very seldom do you see an outright knockout in a debate. There are some exceptions. In my lifetime, the most memorable was the vice presidential debate between Dan Quayle and Senator Lloyd Benson from Texas. Everybody remembers that knockout. You sir are no Kennedy. That usually doesn't happen. That's the exception. But what I thought was, as I watched it, a few years back there was a best-selling book called "Men Are from Mars and Women Are from Venus," and as I watched it, I said, that book was correct. You saw two totally different styles. Mark Poloncarz came across very much like a chief operating officer. He knows his budget. He knows the details. I mean, he was giving names of streets that are scheduled to be repaired. And Lynn Dixon came across with a much, much different approach, much more personalized, talking about family and friends and meeting people and more anecdotal. So two totally different styles. Both worked for each respective candidate. Neither scored a knockout. There were some good punches back and forth, especially at the end. But, there's an old saying about debates. A day after the debate, very few people remember what you said, but they remember how you made them feel. And so today, we'll talk about it. By tomorrow, it'll be another story on the front page.
Looking at all the topics that were discussed here, you have, of course, the pay raises was brought up, the idea of a stadium, you have roads, taxes, paper bags was something that got a little bit of time. In a county executive race, what do you see as the main issues that voters are really focusing in on? Because I'm looking at it and saying roads, taxes, when you're in a county executive race, those are kind of the two main ones, and then everything else just kind of is out there and doesn't have that big of an impact.
Brad, I would bet you if you go back 20, 25 years and look at county executive races, you'll see the same issues. Spending, taxes, roads, every once in a while you get a new issue like paper bags or like a bills lease, but, there are three or four core issues that seem to come up every 4 years, going back decades, and it's just the nature of county government. Remember, one of the problems with county government is it's so heavily mandated. There are so many functions that New York State mandates the county perform that it really has very little discretion on how it can spend the non-mandated money. And that's what we argue about every 4 years, is how are we going to spend that non-mandated money? But when I was in county government, 75% of the county budget was mandated by state programs, the biggest being the Medicaid program. But that's obviously an issue, and that's what we fight about. We fight about those 20, 25, 30 cents on the dollar that we actually have local discretion over.
Carl, you've watched a lot of elections over some decades here. How nasty or negative is this race?
Oh, this is pretty calm as races go. If you watched the debate last night, you saw that they were polite, they were courteous, they jabbed back and forth. It was only at the very end, the last segment, where it got a little what I would call feisty, but well within the bounds of political acceptability. But up until that point, it was really kind of cut and dry, both stating their positions, both were articulate. They took a couple of shots. I thought he had a good shot when he pointed out that she had run as a county legislator talking about cutting taxes, and now she was running talking about increased taxes. And I thought she had a good shot when they asked her about what would you do when the bill's lease comes up for renegotiation. And she said, well, I'll tell you what I wouldn't do. What I won't do, I won't write a tell-all book. So those are, you know, those are good jabs back and forth. But it wasn't until the very end when the county executive began an attack regarding politics and the Republican Party, and she shot back about the photoshopped picture that was in the paper where Poland Cars campaign took out a veteran and replaced him with Chris Collins, and that's when it got a little bit hot.
A little heated at the end there. There's going to be more debates. Do you expect a debate between these two candidates to kind of sound exactly the same as it did last night?
You know, I've been in debates during my political career as a challenger and as an incumbent, and you approach a debate totally differently depending on what position you hold. For example, if you're a challenger, you want a couple of things. You certainly want to look equal to the incumbent. And many people think that if a challenger just looks equal, that they've won the debate because they've told people, look, well, I can be on the same stage here. We're equal. The best situation is for the incumbent to make a mistake, a big mistake, one that carries the debate on for the rest of the campaign, totally changes the chemistry of the campaign going forward. If you're an incumbent, you don't like debates. You don't want to give your opponent any free airtime. And you know that if you make a mistake, I mean, it could be deadly. And so you go into the debate thinking, I want to limit these debates to as few as possible. I want to have them as structured as possible. And I want to do no harm. I want to come out of this with no second and third day story, or in the worst case scenario, I've done something that totally changes the chemistry of the campaign going forward. So that's what you'll see in future debates. Her trying to get him to make a mistake that changes the nature of the campaign going forward, and the county executive trying to make sure that none of those things happen.
How close is this race?
Oh, I don't know. I think we're at that point now where polling will start to tell us that in the last 3-4 weeks of the campaign. All I have is anecdotes about, you know, what people think Mark Poloncarz has got a lot of advantages, primarily, first and foremost, the fact that there's 136,000 more Democrats in Erie County than the Republicans. But people tell me, you know, they think she's going to do better than those numbers on paper show. The big concern, I think, if you're the Poloncarz people, is the fact that there are no races in the city of Buffalo proper. All the council races, I think there's only one where you actually have a Republican on the ballot for city council. The rest have been decided on primary day. That will mean that there'll be less interest in the election amongst Buffalo voters and probably less turnout. And if you're a Democrat running countywide, one of the things you depend on is a big turnout of Democrats to give you a big margin of victory coming out of the city. And that's got to be a concern for the Poloncarz campaign, and they're probably brainstorming now on how do they get out their vote to compensate for the few races and the lack of interest within the city of Buffalo.
Carl, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank
Carl Calabrese, our political strategist this morning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.